Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chalad Av Dalid, and we're starting about the third line with the words Maushi Ilku Al Chalasan Dvar Torah and Avil Tzur Sadaf. It's a little bit before the halfway mark on Beis Amabez, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Basav Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we concluded the previous Gemara by saying that all different types of minim of flour are mitzvah for the Shir Chala. So now we ask Maushi Ilku Al Chalasan Dvar Torah. Is a person going to get Malkus on this midaraisa? We know that if a non kohen eats Chala, he'd get Malkus, and the question is this dough which is Chayv and Chala because we have a tzirah, because we have a mixture of different minim, if one eats that challah, is he going to get malchus? Meaning, is that challah midoraisa or only midrabanan? So Rabbi Yonah says b'shem Shmuel, and Rabbi Yossi quotes Rabbi Avoh, says b'shem Rabbi Shem ben Lakish, ein lakin al chalasan dvar Torah, one is not going to get malchus on this challah midoraisa. Now the Gemara suggests, on Rabbi Yaakov or Acha, Rabbi Shem ben Lakish kedaite, Rish Lakish is actually shitasai. Where do we see this? This spalgun we have machlokes, ha-pigel va-noisar sheshachan. A person had a kezais of pigel and a kezais of noisar, two different isurim of karbonos, and he squished these two kezaisim together. Rabbi Yechon says, Loi bitlu zeh, one was not mevatel the other. Whereas Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish holds, bitlu zeh, one was mevatel the other. We know that at least on a Doraisa level, Isser is batel berayv, and here we have two Isurim, Pigel and Noisar, and one is definitely larger than the other, because EF Charlotte Samsem, it's impossible that both had the same exact amount, even though we have two Kizesim, it has to be that one was bigger than the other, and that means that the smaller Isser is batel to the larger one, and he can only be chayiv for eating that one. Now the problem is, we can't give him Malkus, because when Adim warn him, what are they supposed to say? Don't eat that meat, it's nicer. Well, maybe it's not, maybe it's pigle, and vice versa. And it's the same here. Each min is mevatel the other, and there isn't shir challah in order to give a malchus if he eats it, as it seems to be the Rish Lakish l'shitasai. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi says, v'loy damyon, these two cases are not comparable. Taman amar zeh aser v'zeh aser. Over there, when we're dealing with pigle and nicer, each one is aser. From hacha, however, over here, when we're dealing with challah, shnei dvarim rab mal echad. We have two things overwhelming one, because we have all different minim that are mixed together. Each one of them individually doesn't have a shir chala. We're definitely going to have two minim that are more than another one. Umevatel noisai, and that definitely is mevatel it. And ukvar bitloi ad shaloi nasa iser. We could say that one was mevatel the other before an iser was created, meaning before there was a chiyuv of chala. Therefore, we can't say these two cases are comparable. And it's not necessarily that Rish Lakish is l'shitasa and that Rabbi Yechon argues with him. Rather, if you want to compare a different case to this one, where we would say that Rish Lakish is l'shitasa, it would be the following: ilu echad asa chamish isyos mechamish minim. That's the proper gear, so the word echad and not Omar, if one made five different doughs out of five separate minim, and each of these doughs individually had its own shir chala, and v'irvu, then he mixed them together, v'amar Rishim Lakish, and on that Rish Lakish would say, ain't like an al chalas and dvar taira, the midaraisa one's not going to be chayv malchus for eating the chala from this dough, yos, and that would be correct, that would be a good comparison. Because over here, each one individual is chayv and chayla before he mixed it, and over there as well, we would have pigel and nicer, each one individual iser, that afterwards were mixed together, and one wouldn't be chayv. Now we continue talking about this. Hil Azokin, Hayakarach Shlashtan Ka'achas, Hil Azokin used to wrap all three of them together. As we know, part of our Seder night is called Kairach, and that's what Hil used to do. He would take Pesach, Matzah, and Maror and wrap it all together and eat it. However, Dalaman based on top, Amar Bechan, Rabbi Yechon says, Chalukin al Hil Azokin. The Chaverim of Hillel argue with him, because technically we should say that one is Mevatel the other if we're going to wrap it all together. So how can you be a Tzirchi of doing that? So it must be that Hil's a Das Yachid with this. Ask the Gemara, what type of question is this? Vahar Rabbi Yechon on Karach Matzah Maror. Rabbi Yechon himself used to wrap matzah and maror. So how could he say that Hillel is a das yachid and everyone argues with him? So Gemara answers, no problem. Kan b'shas ha-mikdash, kan shalei b'shas ha-mikdash. Hillel was doing this when there was a base ha-mikdash, and so there was a chiyuv mid-da'oraisa to eat matzah and maror, and therefore if you mix all these chiyuvim together, one is going to end up being mevatel to the other, which is a problem. But Rabbi Yechon did this when there was no base ha-mikdash, and he held that matzah and maror was only mid-rabbanan, and therefore he's allowed to mix them together. And here we have another answer. Rafilu tamer kan v'kan b'shas ha-mikdash. We could even say that Rabbi Yechon and Hill are discussing when we have a base of mikdash. So the chiyuv is midai raisa, and there's still no stira. Shnei dvarim rabin al echad muvatel noisai. The problem Rabbi Yechon had with Hillel is that he was dealing with three things, and therefore two of them are going to end up being the rive, and they're going to end up being mevatel the third thing. Pesach, matzah, and maror. We have three things here, but Rabbi Yechon was only saying two things, matzah and maror, and therefore one is not going to be mevatel the other. Now Rabbi Yossi says b'shem Rabbi Lazar, k'shem she'enu isurin mevatel zeh, just like isurin are not mevatel each other, such as the isurim of pigel and nicer, kach ena mitzvahs mevatel zuzu, so too mitzvahs, positive things, are not mevatel each other either. Now we continue talking about challah. Rabbi Yeshua Dremaya Bai, Rabbi Yeshua of the South asked the following, also isa mechamesh saminin. Let's say he made one dough of the five different types of grain. And according to everybody, a person is not going to get malchus for the challah that comes from this grain, because two minim are always going to mevatel the third. But then, v'chazer v'asa chamesh isyas min echad, he went and made another five doughs, each one of them from its own individual min, and each one of these doughs individually did have a shir challah, ve'irvu, and then he mixed all these doughs together. So here we have a total of 6 doughs. The question is, what about the 6th one? The 5 individual ones, which were then mixed together, are for sure still chayv and challah, because since they had the chiyuv before they were mixed together, they retain that chiyuv even after the mixing. But what about the 6th dough? Chitin shabai, ma'u shebitlo chitin shabai, usa'arn shabai, ma'u shebitlo usa'arn shabai. Do we say that the wheat and the barley in that 6th dough are batal, meaning they're dragged along by the individual wheat dough and by the individual barley dough, and that makes a chiyuv and challah even in the 6th one? Or do we not say that? Tom Rabbi Ado, he tells us, Loikein Am Rabbi Yossi, didn't Rabbi Yossi say the following? Shnei dvarim rabim alechon mevatal oisai, the 2 things could be over one and be mevatal it? Now Rabbi Ado is asking, how could we even ask this as a question? And that's because he's understanding that these 5 doughs that were now all mixed together did not have the shir challah. We explained that they did, but he thought that they didn't have a shir challah. So he's asking, how could you say that we have 5 doughs that don't have a shir challah that are now being mixed with 1 dough that did have a shir challah but was pater in challah because we had bittul, and now all of a sudden that dough should be chayv in challah? Nothing here is chayv in challah in the first place. Therefore, let's chadala. The question is as follows: according to Rav Chiya bar Ada, also chamesh isyos mechamisha minin. Let's say made 5 separate doughs from 5 different minin, and each of these doughs individually did not have a shir challah, the irvan, and then he mixed them all together. Hey, Amar Alpha on the top, v'chazar also chamesh isyos mechamisha, and then he made 5 separate doughs from 5 separate minin, and they each had the shir challah, v'loy irvan, and he didn't mix them together just yet. It's only after he made these 5 separate doughs and they each reached the shir of challah, then he mixed them all together. And in regards to this, we have a question: chitin shakan, ma'u shebitul chitin shakan, usarn shakan, ma'u shebitul usarn shakan. Do we say that the wheat over here brings the wheat over there, and the barley over there brings the barley over there to be mechayven and challah, or do we not say that? And we end up with a question. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.